Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Okay, let's speak with former Blue Pat Nevin about the appointment of Ronald Koeman. Morning to you, Pat.
Yeah, good morning.
Excellent, this sign. I think it shows the ambition of a club which you love so much.
No, certainly they were going to go for somebody who was a big name. They've obviously thought long and hard about this because the fit seems perfect. I mean, he's been with a club in Southampton that are not absolutely dissimilar. They're a smaller size club in many ways to Everton, but in a position where they have to get from mid-table to the upper echelons and believe they can do it. And they brought a man in who's done incredibly well these last couple of years. He's brought in a style of football that's been enjoyable to watch. He's also acquired some good players from unexpected places sometimes as well. So everything seems just about in place. There is the odd word of warning, though. It's not been absolutely plain sailing all the way through his career. You just have a look back, and there have been good times and there have been bad times. And every appointment, and I mean every appointment, it doesn't matter who it is taking a chance. You know, so the likelihood is he'll do very well. My expectation is he'll do very well. But if you look around the league, particularly the Premier League, Jose Mourinho went to Chelsea and lo and behold, there after a year. You know, and he's as close as you get is to an absolute banker. So I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. He's also got money to spend and he's got the base of a good squad there. Put that all together and I bet you he's licking his lips as well as every Everton fan.
Yeah, as you said, there's absolutely zero guarantees. There isn't in football. And if Mourinho doesn't have a 100% record, then it shows that other people can't. He had to rebuild Southampton, didn't he, after Liverpool effectively raided the talent bank there?
Yeah, he did. And sometimes that's an easy thing to do because, you know, it works in your favour because you've got your own ideas. You get the money in and then you can put your ideas in place. And you must be, it was very, very hard. A lot of people forget when that first period of time when he went in and they lost those players, I have to say most people thought they would go down. They actually would get relegated that season. We forget that he not only did well, he did extraordinarily well from that base. So, and also they were losing Pochettino. And he was a great manager. He was an absolutely fantastic manager. So, you mean, but he had that thing in his favour that, yeah, you're going to have to clear out a bit. And when you clear out a bit, you've got a chance to bring A, your ideas, and B, your people in as well. And they've just about never known a manager come into a decent size in a big club and thought anything other than, I want to bring my people with me. He's going to get a chance to do that and, you know, and be able to do it very, very quickly as well. So, you know, he's got a fair wind behind him. And I suspect everything he wants is behind him as well. Difficult for some of the players that are there at the moment. You know, there will be one or two players, be the younger, be the older. If you're younger and you're worth a lot of money, you might be part of the possibility of getting a war chest together so that he can go and buy the ones he wants. If you're a slightly older player, you're in danger. You know, I'm suspecting he won't be wanting older, slightly slower guys in that squad. He wants, you know, people who are up for it, who are hungry, who want to do it for themselves and for the club as well. So, you know, there will be a few changes, I imagine.
Ultimately, what's the big temptation for him? I mean, he sees a football club that needs a new stadium. He's obviously going to be offered this, you know, figures have banded around of £100 million to spend. Is he looking at the history element of Everton and understanding what it could mean to revive a club of this size?
Do you want to ask a Southampton fan? They'll all tell you exactly the same thing. He's a money-grabbing git and they're fed up with him.
That's what they're saying right now.
That's what they're saying right now. They're really fed up because, you know, obviously he said he was going to stay and then he changed his mind. Look, if you're hot at a manager, it's a period of time you're hot, you've got to make use of it. The big opportunities don't come round very often. Now, remember a while back, David Moyes was the hottest thing around and he gets Manchester United. Look at where Moyes is now. In comparison, if you don't take your opportunities when they arise and you look at Everton and you think, well, wait a minute, yes, the history, fantastic. Yes, look at the finances that are available for you to buy it, fantastic. The timing is great. You're also bringing the club from what is quite a low point last season, so the expectations have been slightly brought down for a short period of time. So you will get a moment's grace. So it's not one thing. It's everything all together. He'll have taken all that into consideration, as managers usually do, and thought, you can't turn this one down. And I suspect he's looking at it and thinking, Premier League at this time, look what happened last year with Leicester. The possibilities of going and having a challenge on the top four, it's not impossible anymore. And I think he needs to do that with some money behind him. And I think he's absolutely chosen brilliantly.
Yeah, he certainly has. Your esteemed BBC colleague, John Motson, made that comment, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago, where he said maybe he thinks Southampton is a bigger club. Which was a surprising comment, but I sort of understand where, you know, he was referring to the fact that Southampton, where they'd finished in the Premier League, maybe down there, people in Southampton are going, oh, we're bigger than Everton. But it's a bit ludicrous, really, isn't it, to suggest that?
Yes.
You tell him next time you see him.
Look. I'm sure what he simply meant is they finished higher above, and they have punched above their weight for some time, and they are a wonderful club, and I love Southampton for the fact that they've brought in so many young players, and they've got, you know, they have been a great team to watch. There's nothing unlikable about Southampton, but to call them a bigger club than Everton, it just doesn't actually make any sense at all. But that doesn't matter. What really matters is the possibility to push wherever you are forward. And he will look at it and think, well, I could do something for Southampton, but wow, look what I could do with Everton. And he must look around the Northwest just now and look over at Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool and look over at Manchester, the manager there, and think, I quite fancy being part of that. And it is going to be great, isn't it? You know, they are seriously big names. And I had a chat with Mark Chapman the other week there, and I said, do you know when you're doing Match of the Day 2 next time, don't bother with football. Just get the managers on. That'll be great. I'll listen to every word they say at the start of next season, because big characters, lots to say, and all very talented too.
We've got the best managers in the country, haven't we, in the Northwest? Just this collective here. Just a quick one on manager or coach. People seem to label Ronald as the coach, the expert coach. Does it sort of matter that it seems to be this way that people now look at different characters and put them in different boxes?
But you have to kind of do a bit of both. But you know what it's like? A lot of, you know, the kind of younger managers want to be seen as a coach. You know, they want to have the tracksuit on, they want to be standing beside the training, etc. But you need to do a bit of all of it. If you do not take part in, you know, the training, then you don't know what the players are capable of. So they all want to do that. But also the wider management of the club. I know it doesn't always happen, you know, abroad, but you need to look at the wider management now and again. Is there a possibility you're going to get players coming through from youth development? Are you part of getting the players in from, you know, from other places? Does your scouting system work to a standard that's going to make sure you've got every chance to succeed? So, yeah, you can call yourself a coach, and that's what you are first and foremost. But you have to be part of the management structure as well. If not total and utter control like Sir Alex Ferguson, you need to be part of it.
Pat Nevin, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Pleasure.
Take care. Former Blue Bat, never very excited.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.